This is Low Moon Outsiders, and the story continues.
It's a great idea. Except I can't eat chicken. Is that chicken free chicken? I can have chicken free chicken. Breaded non chicken. I can have breaded non chicken.
Probably not worth the amount of money.
Breaded non chicken.
How much was that bowl of mac and cheese?
It's like $6 of change.
I mean, that's the way it is, but it's also the way it is when you eat out now. It's just
like that. It's probably like $9. Golden
Corral. Okay, so a couple things. So one, this the paper's going around. I think the only person left that hasn't filled it out then is Caitlin. And Aaron can help you with any questions because Aaron already had done his. You have a pencil there, right? So the purpose of that is I'm going to have it on the inside of the screen. So I'm going to... If I need to check something, or if I need to make a wisdom check, then you're unaware, where I can have that right there. And I'm making one for each of the different sections, so I'll just have the one in front that I need. And so that's kind of a fun thing.
Although I can Andy, somebody's not here too.
See that I'll have to, it's kind of shadowed over here. Okay, let's do this.
Turn on the rest of the lights.
Smells like me.
What did you say?
I did bring pizza rolls.
That's not okay. Also, we're going to do a brief devotional. Should take no more than a minute or three at the most. I find my spot here, which we're trying to do each session now. So this is devotional two. If you have already heard this in one of your Christian Games groups, bear with me. James 2:22 says, "You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected." The two go hand to hand so much so that at the end of the same chapter, James says, faith without works is dead. I remember my sixth grade biology lesson. We talked about the factors that make an organism alive. So too, faith just naturally must have its outflow of affecting our daily existence in life, or it is debatable in reality. Just as a man who is good needs more than sentiment or best wishes, and as great predecessors in the faith are called out for their actions arising out of their faith, so too must we allow that open channel of faith to do more than just inform us. Its presence should reform us and allow for his presence, which brings about rebirth, and rebirth changes literally everything. Based on the parameters of your faith, are there things you are doing because you believe? Or are there things that you should be doing that you're not? Are there things that you should let go because letting them go will demonstrate to others, yourself, or God that you do believe? It's not a contest or a thing to prove, per se, but your faith must affect your choices, or it's just fanciful thinking, not actually faith. Don't just learn to talk the talk, learn to walk the walk, which is a natural outflow of what you know to be true. That is devotion number two, if anyone's keeping track. So, I don't think anyone is going to get to three this month because there's only the max of two sessions in the games that I'm running. So unless somebody is running three, I don't have to get there. Okay, let's make sure this is not too loud. Oh, that's not bad at all. Okay. All right. So the recorder is starting. A recap. Keep you up here. Okay. I have laid the miniatures out via the picture that I took last time. Oh, I've got some people. Okay, so I've got them mixed up. Ooh, must push the ongoing sound explosions effect. There we go. All right. Do I have everybody here? I have Astard. I have Herrick. I have Chloe. I have Chiron. And I have Lucas. That is it, correct? Yes. We don't have any NPCs.
Level fighter tackle is 14.
15. That's 21 minus their level. And that's all it's looking for is the base tackle. You don't have to have anything calculated into it, really.
So she's training for 7. Do you want her to put 7 for level or?
6 this time, until we get there. Until we get the training completed. God forbid something terrible could happen. You are on a night of one battle after another and didn't get to heal. Okay, speaking of which, I was recapping. So your party left the scene of the first sacrifice, where they also spoke with the ivy, and Herrick promised the ivy that the party would do everything in their power to stop all the sacrifices and save the village at the center of the whole mess. You know that there are sacrifices all the way kind of like around the outside, and that those sacrifices preface a large attack that will theoretically happen tomorrow morning. And if the sacrifices were stopped, then the attack theoretically would not happen. Whether or not that's true, don't really know. That was the opinion of the ivy, and it is a plant. So it seems like a very wise plant, though. So the party left scene one, went counterclockwise to what, by their calculations, was the nearest next location. At one point in time, you were traveling through a cornfield with no corn, but the stalks were still standing. And the moon was out at three quarters, and the canopy was low, and it was pretty bright. And at that moment in time, you were attacked, ambushed, essentially, by hobgoblins. And the party destroyed them, but one of the archers got away, and he was headed in the direction which you knew, like you were going to cross the cornfield, go over a rise to the right, basically turn westward and go over a rise, and the location should be there. And you were using the rise to be between you and the location so they wouldn't see your approach. And when he ran, Lucas rode him down. He did not make it to camp to alert them, and Lucas killed him some 50 yards away from the scene of the sacrifice. Mind you, they are chanting, there is a burning fire, there may be substance abuse, that kind of thing going on. The party hurried to catch up to Lucas. Lucas and Chiron were mounted at whence last we broke, and planning on, I think, trying to stay that way during the combat, or at least the initial phases of the combat. But you had not set an actual strategy of like what was going to happen. There are a couple of pieces of that seemed natural, that seemed to flow naturally, like Astur doesn't seem to chomp the bit to charge into melee if he doesn't have to. And Klum does seem to go into melee, and Herrick seems to cover Astur. That's kind of the unspoken tactics that you've been using so far. So as you've moved, you're just beyond the rise. The edge of the rise is about 50 yards from the fire, about 45 or so yards from the nearest targets. And what you have are, these are hobgoblins. They are not goblins. I know the miniatures look a little small. And then there are two that are for sure different. There is a shaman here who is quite obviously involved in some kind of an incantation, chanting, stomping, that kind of thing. And then there is a large champion-looking hobgoblin. He's probably near 7 foot tall, and very muscular and has a large axe there. And then there is another, could be a shaman. He's a smallish for a hobgoblin and kind of robed in the middle between the two human sacrifices. These look like humans. They do not look armed or armored. And you can't really tell male or female. Can't really tell male or female or anything like that. The number of miniatures on the battlefield is correct to the number of hobgoblins, but notice that they're mostly goblin miniatures, so I just didn't have enough hobgoblins to make it work. So, okay. And so as we begin, do be aware, you're probably wounded, and you have not had healing or magical healing since the ambush.
Do you know how much damage I took?
Well, I think even the first combat.
So you did it after the first combat. They did it after the first combat. You weren't there?
Me?
Yeah. We were playing the character, for sure.
No, we both missed that.
Killing me, dude. Okay. So this is why my paper will help me massively. Okay. So, okay. It's fine. Not your fault. Okay. Stuff happens.
You were sick. You had the flu.
Okay, so after healing, after the first combat, you were down like 3. And Klum was down like 5. That was after healing. During the ambush, I think each of you were hit like 1 time, so it'd be like 8. So just call it 8. You're both down 8 from wherever you had yourself on your sheet.
I'm down a lion. They hit me a lot.
They were targeting you heavily. Yes, they were targeting him heavily. Okay. So since the ambush, natural healing has not been done. Magical healing has not been done, right? So Lucas had gone on ahead, and the party has just caught up to him. So we're picking up from, like, you're just collected at the rise. Now, you had, I think it was Lucas, actually, dismounted, walked, left the horse for a minute, walked up to the rise and looked, I'm pretty sure. And then as you came back to your horse, that's when everybody met up with you. So you know that the distance to the nearest is about 45 yards. The nearest opponents are about 45 yards. You know that there are in the neighborhood of 12 to 15, probably 15, hobgoblins total. Most of them seem to be melee weaponry, not bows and such. So there might be a couple that do have bows, but most of them seem like they're melee weaponry. And they did not hear, nor did they respond in any way to your killing the last hobgoblin who had fled up here.
Okay, so nothing is stopping us from just healing right now.
In theory, although being this close, they could send somebody out, somebody could come through, there could be other probably are other hobgoblins in the area. So if you stayed, you know, 5-10 minutes and did stuff, it could get to be
I should start rolling these
risky.
I'd say a couple minutes, but in particular,
yeah. It's definitely wise to
also do remember that when he does his healing, both forms, there is a glow to it. So I mean, you'd probably want to cover it as
throw
best
like
you
a
could.
Blanket.
Yeah, somebody would like hold a blanket at least in the direction of
let's
the
let's make
camp.
A pillow for it, guys.
Hold my cloak up.
Then we can do our healing. Sir?
Yes.
Keep your eyes up. Keep the horses quiet. If you see any hobgoblins outside of the camp, shut them up. We're only going to be a couple minutes.
Okay.
Eric, do you feel okay? Are you wounded?
Well, not great, but I'll stay out of the melee this time.
For the moment, keep an eye on the camp.
Attempted healing on Lucas.
Okay, go ahead.
8 on the roll. 12, 13, 16 points.
My plan is to be your shadow wizard. So.
You're out the right. Woodwork. So.
I'm
just
down
in case any more can jump out of the woodwork.
Roughly 1. 8.
You can hear the fire and the chanting from where you are.
I'll give you
76 of 87. 6 points of damage as well. Okay, I'm feeling much better now. If anyone else that's getting in melee combat is wounded, we can probably spare the second minute.
I'm down.
It's been 2 so far. It took a minute to organize and get in position.
Yeah. Clem would love some. That's 24 points of breath weapon.
It's true.
It's not important,
Is Herrick pretty injured? Or?
I'm about a third.
Oh.
So
Dad, did you use my breath weapon last time?
She definitely used them. I know for a fact.
We can worry about that.
Yes.
The fight.
So,
as long as I don't get into melee.
30 total. 10, 10, and then 10 in the ambush.
Okay.
Eric gets 17 points back.
Thank you.
And you've got potentially
everybody's
4 more.
I think
it's 4 more scenes of sacrifice to stop yet.
Yeah.
Today.
So that's all of our tonight. Heavily injured people, I think. So I'm ready.
I'm also ready.
Okay. Checking real quick to make sure that they have not detected you or otherwise somebody came into view. Ricky, roll a D20 to it. The camp. What's that? Okay. other hobgoblins that might be in the area.
Skirmin's great. If only it were arranged.
Wait, wait.
Heresy banquet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
have you seen where it's on the file? Where he's popping the pieces? Yeah. She's the biggest man in Spain. He's like, what?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Okay, so we've got the three of them kind of huddled together. You are more over toward Astur, I take it, because you're interacting. Okay, so what happens is, here's the rise. You cannot see them. They can't see you. So on horseback, you'd have to go up the rise a little bit to see into the camp. But you'd be like sticking out like a sore thumb. So you got off your horse here, went up the rise, looked down in, came back down to here where you... So you can't see them. You can see the yellowish light on the trees in the background from the fire. You can hear the chant. You can hear the fire burning, that kind of thing. Okay? And then as the two of you are doing what you are doing, Astur'd sees... a low-lying form, looks like a large dog, basically, come over the rise about this angle. You've not seen him previously, so you don't know that he's from the camp for sure. Although you might think that's a possibility. Okay. He immediately locks on the group and charges in your direction. Okay.
He has a buddy?
No. This is his replacement.
It's like a shadow?
No, it's just you can't see him clearly because he's low to the ground. It's nighttime. Mm-hmm. It's probably about 11 o'clock at night, something like that. The moon is in the sky. The stars are out, so it's not dark outside, but you just see the shadow form, if you will, of the dog come over the rise. And you can see his eyes. I mean, you know it's a dog. And then as soon as he comes over, he sees you and he starts to charge that way. It's probably 40 yards when he comes into view.
It's not barking?
Is it making?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
What?
I was going to ask if it makes some kind of barking or anything to alert.
No, he's not barking yet.
See his eyes, which means... It's a good thing to know. Okay.
What do you do? Yeah, 40 yards. Hasn't started barking yet, but he definitely has noticed and feared. Like, he came over the rise, like, on this kind of angle, but then as soon as he saw the party, he turned and headed heading that way.
Can I cold shot it?
You can. If you get the shot off in time, it'll be when he's really close, because he's coming pretty fast.
I want to shoot it and start barking more if I don't recognize it at all.
Okay, so you could begin to cold shot, like take aim, and then as he gets closer, if you don't recognize it, or if he starts to bark, just go ahead and fire normally. If you want to do that, that's fine. Okay, so roll a d6, see how fast you're tracking on him. Okay, so he's about here. As he reaches that spot, two hobgoblins cross the rise at about the same spot, so about 40 yards away. And they are on the same track as the dog. One of them has a bow, one of them has a spear. Okay. And he is then at about 20 yards, which puts you at point blank range, and he does begin to bark and growl. Okay. So you're entitled to up to three shots. You will not get all three shots if you wait after each shot to see whether he dies. So And the two hobgoblins are at 40 yards, but before you would have a chance to shoot them, like if you don't put all three shots on the dog, for example, you would have a
chance. How far into the process was this after he...
This was in, during the second minute. So basically, as soon as he does what he's going to do here, you guys are free to do whatever.
And we had
from the time he topped the rise to the time he's at 20 yards is like three, four seconds.
So we had already discussed a plan as far as attacking the camp at the end of the last session.
Just generically, that you had talked about you were attacking, but you hadn't said who was going to do what. But every combat you've been in has kind of unfolded the same way. The three warriors go into combat, the archer cover fires, and Herrick covers the archer. That's what you've been doing.
I don't know if you considered it in character or not, but Lucas laid out a very detailed plan as to who was going to do what at the end of the last session.
Okay, you really didn't have time to discuss it with them at the end of the last session because they were just meeting up with you, so you might have the plan, but you could give orders, like, go do this, go do that, go do that. But at this point, you've got... The whole thing is changing probably anyway. Those two guards came over the rise. If they came from the camp, which seems likely, as soon as fighting starts here, unless it can be a kind of... The dog is barking now, or just... He's barked once so far. So... All right. So anyway, how many times are you shooting the dog? That's what we need to know first.
Three.
You're going to shoot him three times? Okay. So roll three to hits.
17, 19, three.
17 and 19 are both a hit. The three... is a miss. Okay. So it's D6 plus 2 times 2 plus your bow.
One and three.
Okay, so both are plus 2, so just add them together. So that's 4, plus 4 makes 8, times 2 makes 16, and the bow is plus 2, correct? So that's another 4, so that's 20. Okay, so he basically skids through a halt, badly perforated, right in front of you.
And take another aim at the guards coming this way, or if they have this.
Okay, all right, so at that point in time...
we hear the bow fire.
You're just finishing healing on Klum, okay? And you were holding up the cloak so that it wouldn't be seen from the camp. The light wouldn't be seen. Okay, so you guys are done.
Oh, I did not heal Klum. I healed Herrick.
Oh, you did Herrick instead of Klum?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I was down 21.
Herrick looked much worse off.
Okay. So we're going to go to a normal round. No one is surprised.
Sweet. Huge benefit. Time for rocks.
Rock and roll.
Right back. Number one box. I'm zero and three. I don't know what it's from. I assume it's from like some old crap saying or something.
I've heard them referred to as math rocks first.
More math rocks today.
Rolling head. Trap.
Okay. So we are in missile fire. It's missile fire 9. 8.
A lot of units.
Seven. Six. You're in Misfire 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got two hobgoblin targets. Neither one of them has acted in missile fire yet. The guy on the right has a bow. It looks like a composite bow. It looks fairly well crafted. In other words, he looks a little dangerous. The guy on the left has a spear.
Shoot the bow.
Okay, you can take one shot, and then he'll get one shot. It'll go back and forth. You did not double his misfire initiative. That's going to hit. So he'll be considered point blank. And so will you, for that matter, if he survives long enough.
Whole camp aware now?
Not for sure. The dog barked for maybe like 5 seconds, 8 seconds, and now there's been bow shots. They're not like crying out battle cries or anything really loud and obnoxious yet. Mind you, we're in missile fire. That's part of why that is. So.
Yeah, they don't want to interrupt the ritual.
You rolled a one? Okay. So one plus two times three times two is six, plus two for the bow is eight. Okay. So the arrow hits him, not terribly devastating, and then he returns fire. Okay, so he is going to target you. All right. And your AC 5. You hit exactly. For 8 points of damage. Okay, and then you have your second shot.
Cut.
Hit.
Five
plus two is seven, times two is 14, plus two is 16. Okay, he goes down. He takes the arrow and flies. It hits him. He tries to kind of turn out of the way. It hits him in the muscle. It goes out the side, and then he's spun to the ground behind him. Means he does not get his second shot. Okay. Then in the next missile fire action is this guy is throwing his spear. He is going to target a Sturd because you just killed his friend. He will hit. Max damage, 8 points. Max damage, 8 points. Okay. All right, we're now in melee. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six.
Six.
So Lucas will immediately move to mount the horse, seeing that Mr. has engaged.
Okay.
And they'll say, yell out your names.
Remember, if you yell loudly, then it's more likely that you'll be heard from the camp. So,
Eric and Clune, secure the sacrifices.
Okay.
Take the right flank, and then he'll spur his horse.
So basically, and take the spear.
Okay. So, first of all, roll percentile dice as you're attempting to vault into the saddle with no delay, so you can move with no delay.
No problem.
Okay. And then you're...
I'm assuming 67 is no problem. Unless
I get you rein the horse around, and I assume you're headed that way up the rise then?
Yes.
Okay, there is a 4-foot drop at the edge of the rise that will require necessitate another ride check. No negative.
Oh, two.
Nicely done. Okay, his horse bolts the rise, and pretty quickly he's disappearing. Okay? We'll check for surprise for the camp in a moment. That was initiative what? Six?
Yep.
Yes.
Clune is also in six.
Okay. And you're doing what?
Lucas shouted for Clune and Herrick to
secure the sacrifices. These are the two human sacrifices that...
Get to the people all the way on the other side of all the hobgoblins.
He did say take the right flank.
He was
probably he's going to try to lure the combat that way, so you could go that way.
He was acknowledging Chiron.
Oh, yeah, oh,
he was, okay. He was telling Chiron.
My bad, right? Sorry.
Clune was paying attention.
He's taking the left flank.
Okay.
Kuma will look at Herrick and yell, "We have to get to the sacrifices. Let's go, and then go the right flank."
You're going to go this way? Yep. Okay, so you run up over the rise. So you started in 6. You're at the rise in 5. And we'll stop you there, so that, and I'll give you a description once we get there as far as how if they've moved at all. Okay? And then, so any other 6s? Okay, so now we're in melee 5. Any 5s? Okay, so in 5, you top the rise. You have actually leapt onto the downside of the rise and are headed this way. I take it you were trying to use the lance?
Yes.
Okay. Roll a d20 dex check just to shift the lance as you vaulted into the saddle and vaulted over the rise.
Just failed. 11 on a 10.
Okay. So, as you come over, at this point, the lance is not seated.
Okay.
So, for you to be able to just, like, charge into their midst and use it is not really an option. You'd have to rein up, temporarily get the lance seated and then charge. You're about 30 yards. You have enough room to get up to speed after doing that, but it's going to delay you by about 3 counts, which means you'd probably be lancing at the end of the round. As the two of you are there in 5, you can see that virtually nothing has changed in the camp except that the war dog and the two guards that were here came out, probably just caught wind of something or were expecting something that didn't happen or were going to the bathroom or who knows what.
He'll hold to seat the lance.
Okay. So you basically rein up on the horse, and pull his head up, and he rears up on his rear legs, and you throw the lance up and get it seated in your arm. So you're going to make a ride check. This one is at minus 10%.
45.
No problem. Okay. So you'll be able to essentially strike with the lance at the end of the round. So you can charge forward, and then at the end of the round.
Since he's now in open field, he'll give a battle cry.
Okay.
And make it seem like it was on purpose.
Yeah. As you rise up with lance. Okay. All right. So we're in 5. What's your plan? You need to charge around this way?
Yeah.
Okay. So 4 puts you about halfway there. Okay. Any other 5s? 4s.
Yes. 4.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I will also vault into my saddle.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Harry. Okay. Roll vaulting into the saddle. Roll ride check.
97.
Okay. So you vault into the saddle. You wind up on the horse, but you're not firmly seated, which basically means it takes you 3 segments to get moving.
Okay,
so all vaulting does for you is if you're allowed to get moving in the same motion.
Yeah.
So if you failed the check, so you're going to go down 3, so...
Start going one during this time.
Initiative 1, you'll start going. What's that?
I can't draw a weapon while I'm not in horse.
No, you're very practical. Getting your feet in the stirrups and shipping yourself. So...
Okay.
All right, so you'll begin to charge forward in 1. Any other 4s?
Yes, and I am following Clue over the hill.
Okay. All right, so you top the hill or drop down. In 3, you see that the camp is just beginning to react. So the camp is reacting in 4. They are not surprised. Okay. So the hobgoblins here who have melee weapons are maneuvering. In fact, they will meet Clue probably here is what's going to actually happen.
We're, like, down in a valley, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a deep valley. It's about 4 feet. It slopes down. So from, like, where the fire is to where the rise is probably more like about 15 feet. But the rise is a rise. So this is, like, the land that's over here rises up to the lip, and then it drops 4 feet, and then shallow down into the gully. And this area in here is stone. And this fire is probably 5-6 feet across. And then the back here is a like a thicket. It's a wall of trees and wood. They're tightly woven. And then you can see between that there's earth behind it. So there's some kind of a ridge back there. Okay. This was previously referred to as like a bowl.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
So there's a lip here and a lip back there that's probably 10, 12 feet high. Okay. So you're in three, it assuming you're willing to continue your path, you're going to run into them as they're going to cut you off.
We got to do this a couple more times.
All right. So also in four.
Not too bad. Four more times.
Okay, he's going to charge over. Okay, so there is a hobgoblin that is going to engage you in melee, Arden. As you're charging down, he's going to come at your right side.
Okay, that was an unwise decision.
Well, I mean, you're going to ride past him is what's going to happen, but he's going to get a swat at you, assuming you're going to.
Well, I guess that's a good decision then, because I can't really shield parry him.
Right. And he will hit. Need a ride check. He's hitting for 5 points of damage.
Robin, flat 30.
Okay. So your ride check is down 5 for the round right now. 5 for the remainder of the round. Okay.
91. Yours should be 92. I mean, you can just write down there, it's 85 plus your level, and then you always know.
Yeah.
Okay, it takes too long.
All right. Okay, so assuming you were following the same path, you're going to be intersected by one hobgoblin about there. If you want to divert out around, you can kind of play chase with him a little bit. And he may leave you and go elsewhere. If he doesn't, he would just stop you out here instead of there.
Yeah, I'll pull him more, a little more to the side.
Okay, so you can be like, all right, so just give me a dex check.
8 by 10.
Okay, so you arrive here. You have outdistanced him. If you choose, you could basically go that way. However, he is trying to follow you. Mm-hmm. It would leave him on Klum's back. Yeah, you could go back to back with Klum essentially. Mm-hmm. To stop him from being on anybody's back. Mm-hmm. He'd almost certainly take the opportunity to attack her from behind.
So I will let that happen.
Alright, so basically you're gonna do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so that was 4-3. We're actually three now, right? All right, the guy who threw his spear at Asturd is charging. Are you catching this, Ricky?
Yes, I am.
He is charging you. You can drop the bow and have a hand axe in each hand when he arrives if you choose. And the bow would just be on the ground at your feet. That is what he's doing. He's coming at you with...
How close?
He will arrive in two. Yeah, before that. Before you can. Okay. And then if you draw the hand axes, then it'll be the two of you are going to have a melee round, basically, is what's going to happen. Alright, so then you're going to face off with him. What a cool ranger with hand axes, Mini. That's what we need. On a Hero Forge.
What do you call that?
Hero Forge.
Hero Forge, yeah. Sign one of those. You have initiative.
No,
you did not hit him at all. You killed the other guy. You did not hit him. So you have initiative.
Nobody hit him on the way out?
Nope.
He was back in
the... He only fired two shots, though.
I did.
He only got two shots because he got three shots last round.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he was 3-for-1.
No, he was 2-for-1. Okay, so anyway, so you have the hand axes. You have initiative. You go first.
Hit him a lot.
Or
at least once.
D20 to roll, to hit first. You gotta hit first before you can roll the damage.
Okay, twice or just once?
Roll one, then he's gonna go one, then you're gonna go one, then he's gonna go one backwards.
18.
That's a hit.
How long have you been doing this
one? D6.
A long time, and I just forget every time. You rolled a 5.
Okay, so you rolled a 5. Strength is...
18.
18 what? What's the bonus for damage? Well, I have it on my paper, probably.
What's the damage? Plus 3.
Okay. So that's 8 points of damage. The hand axe is not special or anything, right? Yeah, so he is still there. He retaliates with a hand axe. will miss. Your turn.
20.
Hit. Hot on the dice.
One.
Roll the one. Not so hot on the damage dice. Okay. So that's 12 total. He is still there. He hit back this time for 1 point. So he is engaging you, which means you cannot switch back to the bow yet. He is significantly wounded, however. So this round, you're going to roll initiative, and you and him are going to duke it out again.
Initiative?
Yeah, not quite yet, though. We'll let them finish up first. Okay, so we're in initiative 2. All right, so we've got 2 exchanges taking place here. We've got Klum versus 2 hobgoblins, and we've got Herrick versus 1. What was your initial initiative?
Initial was 4.
Was 4. Okay, so you're simultaneous with your hobgoblin. He has a club, and then you have initiative before they go.
I'll let him go first because I'm going to try and let him run up on my spear.
Okay. So dex check at half. Basically, you're running, turning around, and trying to set it real quick.
No.
Okay, so you've got the spear. It will not be set. Okay. And he will hit you for 3 points. Okay. Klum, what's your tactic here?
I will do 1 dagger to each.
Okay.
Left hand and right hand accordingly. Left hand 8 plus 3.
Okay, it's gonna hit.
And then right hand 5.
Just compare it to your echo and the difference, subtract the difference, and that stays even.
Okay, so that would be hits AC 5.
Yes.
Okay, and that's hits AC
8. Or take the difference.
Yeah. Is it worse? Is it 5 instead of an 8?
It's 5, yeah.
It's this.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the 8 was exact, actually. They're AC 5.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. The dagger is D4.
And I'll do 15 rough weapon.
Okay.
Do I have to declare that before
you should declare it. But so, if you miss, you just don't do it. But you should declare how much you're going to do before you hit or don't
hit. I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's 15 either way.
It's a D4. They're small. They're medium, so it's
a
D4.
That's a D6. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
One.
That's a very funny D4.
Plus.
Is it a D4?
Plus 3, yeah.
How does it do 4?
It's curved, so it rolls to the same side.
But wouldn't that be 3? Oh, no, it does have 4. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Oh, that's
so
weird.
4 on the dice and 15 buff weapon.
2 curved.
Okay, he goes down, so he will not be attacking you back.
That was left in.
Yep.
If it dies.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
Go ahead.
40.
That's a hit. Damage. Okay. The other guy also hit you? 4-3.
6.
6 points? He's still there.
7, sorry, 7.
Okay.
It's a magical sphere.
Quite a melee going on now.
Let's set my spear.
No! Come on.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
So is that everybody there? You did 7, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you killed 1 guy, missed the other guy. All right, yes. So we go to 1. You ride over the hill.
So I'm.
You do not have a lance, correct?
Correct. I'm drawing my sword.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ride on to the right. Yes. And as I start to ride, I'll shout out, "The star, try to keep the shaman from casting." Busy.
Yeah, you look at a star and realize. He's busy at the moment.
I'm sure he'll get unbusy eventually.
Yes, he will. Okay. All right.
Stop
it's above people.
So everybody wants to go with a bow to do stuff.
Okay, so roll a dex check. You're
supposed to keep him out of melee. He's down in the center.
Aaron, roll a dex check.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd be up shooting these guys. It's a failure in tactics.
12.
And your dex is
16.
Okay. All right. So your sword will be available anytime after initiative 5 of this coming round.
Okay.
Assuming you're going to the longsword.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at Sturge's duration. I might
get up and you're probably going to get... Well, I mean, if you ride down, there's no one to stop you at the moment. There is a warrior here. This guy has a bow. So he's probably going to shoot, not attack in melee.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you can just ride the horse into him. It is a war horse. So you could just ride into him. Of course, he also is probably going to try to get out of the way. If the horse doesn't successfully hit him, then it won't. Then he'll be able to get clear to still fire. So what is your riding course?
Yeah, I'll ride slightly to the right, try and stay out of the warrior's arm's reach, and ride into the archer.
Like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
So, at the end of the round, you will be arriving there. The horse has, he's not going to bite, so he's got two hoofs. And I'll let you roll them both.
Okay. 15 and 11.
Okay. 15 is a hit. The 11 is probably a miss, but I'm going to check that.
The horse needs to take some fighter levels.
No, it is a hit exactly. Oh, needs nice. An 11 to AC 5. Okay. So both hit. They are D4 plus 1.
No, I said the horse needs to take some fighter levels.
Horse.
How much is it?
D4 plus 1. Nice.
Ah, 9.
Okay. So basically the horse rides him down. He's not probably not dead. Unless, hold on. So he falls into the fire. The horse basically hit him with both hooves and he spins out of the way and into the fire and does not come back up.
What kinds of weapons do their warriors have?
Spear, club, hand axe.
Get my hand on one of those spears and use it as a lance.
Yeah, it'll be a pretty light lance unless it's at least 8 or 9 feet long.
But if it would count for my training, that's all that matters.
That would probably happen. Okay. What have I missed? All right, so let's see. I'm making sure I got my responses. Bowmen are not looking. Those guys are blocking the way. The champion's not coming out yet. The shaman is still going to try to continue the ritual.
They have spears and what else?
Spears, clubs, and hand axes. Okay. In the middle who could possibly be a shaman raises a hand and there's light that comes from the end of his hands.
It's a shaman.
And you think he's a shaman or something like it. The light arcs off toward Chiron.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And it shines a purplish hue on your shield, the side of your head, your shoulder, and you need to make a saving throw versus spell.
Is it an evil spell?
No.
You're gonna get plus two to your saves. What do you want?
Another plus two?
This is gonna be close.
Where am I saving that? Oh,
you're there. Well, I have an arrow.
Do I have any weapon or not weapons? Magic rings.
This looks like your saber spell is 11.
Yeah, I think I fail.
By a lot?
By two.
Okay. Roll percentile dice.
100.
Nice. Okay. That's a pretty impressive percentile dice roll. Okay.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
All right, so immediately there is no notable effect. Okay.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
And then we'll go to.
Normally I would think disease, but.
A new round. Missile fire is only them, unless there's. Something I'm not seeing. Here.
Look who's going to continue his charge.
Oh, yeah. I should have attacked.
Oh, that's right. You're attacking Clance. All right. So there are two guys that are blocking your way to the champion. You may lance either of them if you wish.
Did he not kill that first guy?
I mean, the goal is to lance.
He didn't. The guy attacked him on the way by.
Multiple on the wrong side.
So if you take the guy on the left and it goes particularly well, you might be able to also lance the guy that's back here with the bow. Who's going to be shooting in missile fire or shooting somebody in missile fire. If you take the guy on the right, you might be able to get back here to the hero afterwards, or if you get forced out to the right, there's a bowman here. You're trying to get two
they
targets.
The champion, so I will go yeah, for the guy the on the right side.
Okay, so going for the guy
and
on the
I
right.
Shield parry the guy on my left.
I thought it was just an interesting thing. I didn't know he's a real champion. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I described him as being a particularly large hobgoblin with an axe.
That's okay.
World of okay. 16!
All right, so that is definitely going
to
hit.
Do you need me to roll the damage?
Yeah, because you could roll a 1, which doesn't times out greatly.
Okay, so it's a d6.
You get a multiplier on your normal damage.
I'm charging.
Times 2. Yeah.
Oh, I rolled a 2.
Lance
yeah, lance. Okay. It's going to be a lot of damage. Hobgoblins are considered... Oh, that doesn't matter.
Here, what's your strength?
D4.
Plus 7.
So 9 plus, level plus your level, so 15. Times 2.
30. Plus 1 from the lance, 32.
32? Okay. So roll save versus normal blow for the lance to see if it is broken.
18.
It is not. Roll a ride check now at minus 37.
22.
Made it. Okay. So he is very clearly and obviously dead. So even odd. So no part of him is actually on the lance. Okay, so his body is mostly slung aside. I thought there was one on here. It'd be really cool if there was.
Can I guess? I'm pretty sure I have a magic item that I know what it does. Can I guess that at some point? Is that how that works? Guess what? A magic item that I think I know what it does?
Pretty much.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Okay. So you are currently still mounted, still moving, and you have the lance still seated, and you killed the one guy.
Okay.
All right. So on a 1 to 4, you'll be able to go straight enough to still be hitting the champion, which you won't hit him until next round's initiative, but you'll be able to hit him. On a 5 or a 6, you're diverted to the right, which is in the direction of the bowmen, the hostages, and the shaman.
Okay. 3.
Okay, so you are headed toward the champion. So whatever your initiative is next round, you would be able to theoretically hit him with the lance 1 segment after your initiative.
Okay.
Minus 1, because you have to move the distance. Okay? And there are those who are going to try to attack you. Because you move. melee with that guy. He missed badly. Okay. This guy wraps, and he's not going to attack you, but he's going to attack the horse.
He caught me?
You didn't go that far. You didn't go that far.
I'm charging on horseback.
Well, I understand. But he's not slow. You're not moving the fast, the speed that horses can go.
Okay.
You just hit a guy with the lance. There's a moment of time. It's not like you go through him at 30 mile an hour and just keep, like, he doesn't exist.
I know, but the physics don't make sense to me. Because he ran up to me to attack me last round, wheeled and caught up to my horse.
First of all, it's the same round. This is like two or three segments later. So he just didn't get a free hack as you disengaged with him. Instead, he just followed up on you. He's attacking the horse as you ride by.
Okay.
So, anyway, he missed, so it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, you would have to be, under those circumstances, you'd have to be like 50% faster than him, and their movement rate is pretty high. So, in order for him not to be able to do anything versus you and the horse, if you didn't parry him, you didn't interact with him at all. He just struck at you, and he didn't penetrate your armor, and then he continued to follow you and the horse as best he could and attack, which he missed. Okay. I think we're in missile fire now. All right, missile fire 9. Did you roll initiative this round? It's coming.
I'm not in missile fire.
I know. Yes, but did you roll initiative? Okay.
I did too.
All right.
Let's keep it going.
Slow firing Bowman. That's the guy on Ricky. Shaman. Possible shaman. Hero. Okay. Oh, melee guys. Alright. So we're in misfire 9, 8, 7, 6. This is missile fire 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They're Bowman fire. Okay.
Druid spells?
No.
Not a missile
fire. Okay.
Maybe you want to do something. I gotta say, this is the longest 40-foot horse charge.
There's a lot going on at other places. It's not 40 foot, it's 40 yards, but anyway.
He's not on the horse in 4. Or 6. 6.
That's true. Well,
and then you had to stop and ready your spear.
Spent 18 seconds getting the horse under control and getting the spear in.
It's no longer than that because we went past where we should have been and then went back.
Anyway, bowfire on Lucas. Both of those bowmen are targeting you. This is a new round, so your ride roll has reset. We're in missile fire. Okay. First guy fires at you twice and missed both times. Second guy fires at you twice and hit both times. That was pretty tripping. Okay. First guy does 12. Our first arrow does 12. And second arrow does 10.
Okay, they're specialized bowmen, apparently.
Yes, they are. As is often the case when you see a hobgoblin that has a composite bow, that generally means they're specialized bowmen. That's why hobgoblins are so dangerous. Okay. Ride roll twice. Once with minus 12, once with minus 22.
First one's fine. Second one's a 44.
Okay, so you're fine. That is all the missile fire. We are now in melee. Melee 9. Melee 8. Melee 7. Okay. Melee 7, the champion is moving. Melee 6.
What a weird
Yep. I even have regular hobgoblins that are going faster than y'all.
Okay. Definitely faster than me.
Okay. Hobgoblin on Clume. Missed. You may return fire. Are you putting both of your attacks on him?
I'll do...
If you put both of your attacks on him, you could put the breath weapon on the second one.
If she gets two attacks in a round...
Or you could put one attack on him and then put the breath weapon on the first one and then...
Well, I also get my 3 for 2 this
round. Oh, right. So actually this round you get...
Four attacks.
You definitely don't want to attack him 4 times. That would be a huge waste.
No. I do think I'll attack him.
Probably the best thing to do would be attack him twice and try to kill, see if you can kill him. If you don't want to use breath weapon, you could, that's the other thing. You could just put all the attacks on him and don't use breath weapon.
Probably attack him twice.
Before the end of the night,
that's
you're going to start to run out.
I'll just do 2 attacks. No breath weapon.
Okay. That's all you would get before whatever happens next anyway. And then you can always decide to take the other 2 attacks later if you want.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and roll a 2.
Right, 18, left 15.
Both hit. So 2d4 plus all your bonuses plus.
4.
That little 1, what was that, 4? Oh, both 4. I thought that was a 1.
So
okay,
so 4, 7,
7 and 7. Okay, he's still there. Wait, yeah, because you didn't hit him last round, so he's still there.
Wow. Okay.
He does look bad, but he's still there.
For every time I face hobgoblins, they're tougher than the last time.
That's possible, although there are only certain tribes that are like this. So it's probably just which ones you happen to run into. Okay? And then...
These are the elites. They stayed with the shaman.
Oh.
That makes sense to me.
Any other sixes? Fives?
Five.
Yes.
Okay. The champion also takes the second part of his action to 5. Are you basically trying to direct the lance toward him?
Yeah.
Okay. So what he has done, he acted in 7. He moved over and he has picked up the... grabbed from behind the bowman hobgoblin and he's throwing him at you. Okay, so as you are coming in, which you can do,
whack!
So as you're coming in, he is throwing the bowman hobgoblin at you. If he hits you, you will not be able to hit him with a lance.
Great.
Because you'll be redirected.
What's his battle with hobgoblin?
He missed. Okay.
It is an area of effect weapon.
It's probably an improvised throw weapon.
Okay, so he did miss with the hobgoblin. And it basically just bounces off your shield and the side of the horse and lands on the ground.
And he died.
It doesn't look like he died. Okay. So you were in 5, you said?
Yes.
Alright, so in 5 you move forward. So in 4 you would be able to strike him with the lance. The hobgoblin that's here is attacking you. And he will hit for 2 points. And roll your ride check at minus 24.
49.
Okay, still holding. And you may roll your... So he actually has initiative on you, but you have reach. His axe does not have reach. Not... as long as a lance, anyway. So you may lance him if you wish.
Technically, it's a
attempt to. You do see that he is wearing like metal plate on his chest. He's big, heavy, muscular, and he's wielding the axe in front of him as if to try to push the lance aside from his chest, basically.
Good luck, sucker. 16.
Okay, which would hit AC.
At least -4. Let me think about any other bonuses I have. So my Thaco is 15. So that's -1. +3 from strength is -4. +1 from the spear is -5. +1 from using a lance is -6. That doesn't matter. I don't know what to tell you. Um,
Is that the number, negative six?
I believe so.
Okay, so you did hit. He like hit the side of the lance hard with the axe as it was on the way in, but he couldn't redirect it out of the way.
He was whipped.
Yeah. And so you may roll your damage.
Ooh, that's going to hurt. Okay, so 5, 12, 13... Does Book of Choice have a bonus to damage?
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures. So the lance buries deep in his chest, and he is piled backwards into the trees. The lance shatters to splinters at the midsection. You also need to make a ride check. You're now at minus 57.
Yeah, that's not 47.
You get hit for 50 points a day.
Okay.
No. You take off the damage you deal as well as the damage you take.
Oh. Okay. So what happens is, as you charge in, the lance is buried in his chest. I mean, you hear the impact is huge, and the bones of his chest crush.
Jesus.
He is buried in the trees behind him. The lance is splinters, and it's thrown from your hand. You are loose in the saddle, and you and the horse impact the trees. Okay? But he is obviously dead. I mean, it took a 8-inch wide by 10-inch wide piece of his chest and pushed it out the back, basically. So
I lost a plus one gear for it. But, you know.
Plus what?
Plus one.
Lance?
Yeah. The spear. It was a long spear I was using.
Okay. So the horse.
I figured eventually that would be the doom of my poor
spear. That's what happens to lances.
Yeah.
Okay. So the horse is damaged, obviously. You know that when they hit a hard object like that, a lot of time their collarbone will be broken or have bad bruising in their chest. You don't know how which that is.
We got
you're loose in the saddle, and so when the horse goes down on his front chest and face on top of the champion, and you come over the horse's head into the trees.
Somersault.
So first of all, roll your ride check again. This would be like basically get your feet under you as you're thrown from the saddle.
24.
So that made that. All right. So you will take 3 points of damage.
Ouch.
Okay. And you wind up basically standing on top of the dead champion, but you're 2 or 3 feet into the trees.
Okay.
Which is actually probably good for you for bow fire. See, like.
Okay. And he's gonna start.
And the horse is pushing itself back up and off of him. The horse is clearly not like dead or unconscious. So, all right. That was all in five?
Yes.
All in five. So he never got to attack you once, except for the thrown hobgoblin friend. Any other fives?
And now we have his axe of sharpness.
Okay.
Sorry, the other fives.
Yep. And I have one too. Go ahead.
And I will miss.
Okay. He returns the fire. He does not miss. They're 1 point.
You got to go down there too.
Okay. The Ricky, the guy on you, attacks with his first hand axe. And missed. You may attack with your first hand axe.
Hurt him a lot.
You've already hurt him twice, so.
So in the trees.
Oh, he's behind you.
That's a hit.
One, so four.
I don't know where he went either.
Okay, he's still there. He attacks with his second hand axe, and he missed. Crank in. Go ahead.
Three.
That's going to miss.
That's terrible. Nothing is going right.
Okay. So while still in this round, we're just going to go ahead and take care of it now so I don't forget. He is attempting to run away. If you want to, you can attack him once for free as he runs away.
Yes.
Go ahead.
this one do something wrong.
Why are you not rolling in the Thor hammer?
The Thor hammer doesn't do it.
Well, it can't get any worse.
We'll take anything we can get.
Pretty good last.
Okay, so he has run away from you. Okay. So he is making distance. But you can still throw your hand axes at his back. Even before the round is over. So do you want to throw one or two?
I'll throw two.
Roll both to hits.
18, 7. 8 and 7? 18 and 7.
Oh, 18 is definitely a hit. 7's also a hit. They both hit.
Oh, cool.
So roll 2d6.
5 and 4.
Okay. He goes down, takes the hand axes in the back, and goes down.
I'm going to pick up my bow.
Okay. He was at one hit point.
Oh.
And he missed both times this round, and his morale broke. I rolled a 98 on his morale, so he ran.
Oh, okay.
Thought if he could get away, that was his only chance of living. So. Okay. Any other fives where we were at? I just did mine. Fours. That guy's done. That guy's done. Okay. So were you, Aaron, were you riding toward the shaman?
Yes.
Okay. So even though you have not reached your initiative attack with your weapon, you have reached here. Okay, because you don't stop riding just because it's not your initiative. Now, if something had happened that you had needed to like rapidly redirect your horse or something, you could have been in trouble, but you already pretty much had your route picked. As you reach this point, this shaman looks up at you, or what you think is a shaman now because he cast a spell at you last round. He looks up at you and he raises his hands and he says, in common, "Stop! This is all a mistake!" And you are strongly inclined to agree with him. In fact, you just realize now that he may actually be an old friend.
Okay. I'll stop.
Okay. So you're reining up the horse. Make a ride check.
12.
Okay. All right. Mind you, you haven't gotten to your initiative to attack yet. So we are going to 3.
I'm in 3.
Okay. So, you still have 2 attacks left.
Yep.
He's been wounded. You hit him twice. He's in bad shape. He doesn't have any attacks left. And there's a guy over here fighting Herrick as well.
Could I attack him once and then attack the other guy with my second attack?
Probably. It'll require a dex check to rotate around Herrick.
Okay. Well, I'll attack the guy on me.
Go for it.
16.
That's a hit. He's going to go down, guaranteed.
4. Yep.
Okay, so he goes down. The dagger strike takes him out. And you killed one without lightning.
Look at me go.
That's conservation. Okay, it's conserving the elements. That's what it is. Okay. All right, and then I need a dex check as you try to rotate around on the Herrick's guy.
This pendant okay. We got from roll the fairies doesn't happen to resist charming or anything.
What is it?
The pendant we got from the fairies.
No.
It seems to be yet to have done anything.
Because it only identifies us as friends of the fairies, I think.
Okay, I'm maybe. Sure you made it?
Yeah, you might be right.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens, you behind her, you're aware of the combat behind you? And you realize that she just took the guy down. You hear him hit the ground. Mm-hmm. And then she starts to come around you on the right, but she comes way in tight against you. Mm-hmm. And you just shunt around to keep from getting tangled up with her.
Can I spin more away from the guy than into the guy?
I mean, you can.
Yeah. I'll leave it to the expert.
There's a chance that he might attack you as you go.
I'm okay with that.
I'll make him make a wisdom check because he's probably concerned about her coming in. he did not make it. So I'll say that he was more concerned about her coming in than you leaving. So you rotate out. She takes
did
your
you,
place. You
did
do not get.
Him at all?
He's taken seven.
And you do not get your extra dagger attack this time because of the confusion of almost hitting Herrick, basically.
Without the attack.
Okay. But you have taken his place, so that's good. All right. And at the very end of the round, Astrid will have his bow back in hand. And Lucas is standing. He's not on the ground. This guy's getting up. And very, very disappointed in his champion. Okay, so this guy right here is trying to run at the end of the round. Are you going to hit him free hack? Roll to hit.
17.
That'll hit.
3 plus 3 is 6.
He turns to run away and dies in the process. Okay, so this guy, and this guy are all trying to run, and it doesn't look like anybody can stop them. Okay. Although Herrick, Astrid might get shots off on them at some point. Okay. And that ends the round. Okay, you're there. Your attack did come up. However, you feel compelled to not attack because of some recollection for the individual who is crying out to you.
Okay. Does it extend to his allies at this point as well, or
not to the point that you can't act, but it might be abrupt to attack somebody that might be his friend.
Okay. Well, then I'll stop and I'll say, a mistake? What do you mean?
Okay. All right. He says.
Behind you.
We came here to free these humans, and now we are under attack by you and your friends, or you and your companions. And your mind is befuddled. You're like, that's not what I think I remember, but at the same time, it does seem to make good logical sense. Okay. All right, so we're going to go new initiative. Go ahead and make your initiative. What is your combined intelligence and wisdom, by the way?
26.
Okay. So if they attack you, you will automatically get another saving throw. If they do something that is, like, against your cavalier code or that kind of thing, that also could force a saving throw. Otherwise, like, with your combined intelligence and wisdom, you're due for another saving throw in, like, an hour. So, not real soon. All right, everybody's rolling initiative. Astrid does have his bow back at the moment. Okay, let's see. There's one hobgoblin bowman in the middle and one guard who did not run. He probably didn't notice that the champion died. Okay. So we got the guy in the middle. This is the bowman. The shaman has stopped chanting.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.